Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, let's talk about some news that's going pretty viral right now. Tucker Carlson is claiming that he's discovered that the CIA has been reading his text messages and are about to give a criminal referral for a crime, I guess, he committed to the DOJ. Now, we're going to talk about all this in the context of this kind of, like, I guess the best way to phrase it is MAGA civil war that's been going on, especially. You know, we're kind of waiting to see how this will translate into polls, but especially on the media side of things, you know, all these big influencers, if you will, right-wing commentators slash influencers starting to kind of break up and go at each other because some of them are done with MAGA and they're like, Trump's a fraud, and others, you know, love MAGA. And so Tucker, apparently Laura Loomer is like giving the White House information about Tucker Carlson committing crimes, and Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson hate each other. It's crazy. So we're going to walk through all of it, but it's also always interesting to look at this because like everybody's a liar because in some capacity, you know, they love Trump at some point, which means you know that they're like all frauds. So you have to kind of do the second layer of dissecting. It's going to be a good time. Let's take a look at this. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, it would mean a lot. If you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel. Smash the subscribe button. It goes a really long way. And help Adam Mockler here on the Adam Mockler channel get to 2 million subscribers. We're like this close. You guys are unbelievable. Adam and I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. We love you. Make sure you like on this video. Share it out. Really, really helps the algorithm. You guys are the best. Truly, I love each and every one of you, and I hope you had a great weekend. All right, so I'm going to play like the first few seconds of this video because we don't need to hear Tucker Carlson rant for 5 minutes. You know how like awful that would be. But take a listen to the first part, and then I'll explain.
So the other day, I found out that the CIA is preparing some kind of criminal referral against me, a crime report, to the Department of Justice on the basis of a supposed crime I committed. What's that crime? Well, talking to people in Iran before the war. They read my texts. So the crime under consideration apparently would be the Foreign Agent Act or something like that, acting as an agent of a foreign power.
So that's pretty much the basis. We don't need to hear Tucker Carlson go on and on and on. But supposedly, you know, he was texting people in Iran, I guess, before the war. And so we're going to back up here. This is a tweet I found. Here's what appears to be happening. Tucker Carlson has allegedly been conducting his own foreign policy with Iran on behalf of the United States. At some point, the CIA got wind of this and informed Trump, who may then have used Tucker as an unwitting counterintelligence asset to feed faulty information to Iran. Following the launch of Epic Fury, Tucker's traitorous behavior may have finally caught up with him as DOJ reportedly prepares a criminal complaint against him based on CIA intelligence. Bonus round, an example of Tucker likely parroting Iranian regime propaganda. After the operation began, Iran sent IRGC agents to carry out attacks in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Those plots were foiled. Iran then told Tucker that these were actually Mossad plots, a claim he pushed online. Saudi and Qatar to publicly deny Tucker's fake news about the Mossad. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, as you can tell, I don't know who this is on Twitter, but, you know, this clearly has a certain bias to it. And that's what's always so interesting about this in these, like, civil wars. Is, like, everyone's lying. Like, everyone's capping. Capping meaning, like, lying. You know, like, is Tucker actually texting people in Iran? I have no idea. Like, the DOJ is full of, like, the dumbest, most incompetent people who are, you know, just, you know, providing loyalty to Trump. Obviously, the Iran itself, the war we're engaging in right now, there has been no explanation for why we're doing it. And so this is all, like, very, very fascinating. And it's taking a minute to dissect. Now, a couple of instances of Tucker kind of lying recently. These next two clips, are going to overlap a little bit, but it's Tucker Carlson on Piers Morgan talking about the fact that he met with Trump before, essentially had talked to Trump several times before this engagement in Iran, and now, you know, afterwards has been very anti this war. But Tucker, somebody who, you know, we know from private text messages despises Donald Trump, this guy, I mean, he's like, I truly believe this guy, like, every breath he takes is a lie. Like, I don't know if he actually, like, has a soul. And I don't mean that to be, like, that sounds, like, very harsh. But truly, he strikes me as, like, psychopathic. Like a psychopath. like most all the right-wing commentators right now in this world are like obviously just like lying for money. But Tucker in particular, it's kind of stunning the way that he's able to say things so easily that I don't know that he actually believes in. You know, we're going to go over some of this. This is one of my favorite things to talk about, the $785 million Dominion lawsuit against Fox News, the defamation lawsuit for lying about the 2020 election. We got subpoenaed text messages in this lawsuit of Tucker talking about how much he despises Donald Trump. Of course, you know, he just like acts like that's fake news and doesn't talk about it. It's like, I love Trump. So let's start with this clip. We'll talk about it.
I admit my weaknesses up front. Okay. I like pizza, which is wrong. I like Donald Trump, which is, you know, increasingly hard to defend, but I do. And I don't anticipate any kind of personal tiff with Trump. I think he was in an impossible spot. I think it's very obvious now that the U.S. president under our current system, which I pray changes soon, doesn't have the latitude that people thought he had. Like, presidents can't just make whatever decision they want in the interest of their country. There are other forces hemming them in. We don't have sovereignty in a real way. Clearly, we don't. I talked to him a lot, like a lot. And I never one time got the feeling he can't wait to do it. But I also felt, turned out to be correct, that there was an enormous amount of pressure on him, like enormous. I mean, clearly there was an enormous amount of pressure. Where exactly did it come from? It wasn't just from Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post, who was calling a lot to demand more killing. Mark has a lifelong track record of doing that. But no one cares what Mark Thiessen thinks. I felt strongly, and I feel strongly now, that there were forces that were forcing him in this direction.
Okay, so Tucker is saying, you know, Trump didn't want to do this. There were outside forces forcing him to do it. He was in an impossible situation. Oh, Jesus. I think you already know where this is going. Let's take a look at this next clip. Again, going to overlap just a little bit. Take a listen.
Have you spoken to President Trump since the war began?
I just through proxies. he called me names or said I was too dumb to understand MAGA or something. It wasn't, from my perspective, a real attack. I admit my weaknesses up front. Okay. I like pizza, which is wrong. I like Donald Trump, which is, you know, increasingly hard to defend, but I do. And I don't anticipate any kind of personal tiff with Trump. I think he was in an impossible spot. I think it's very obvious now that the U.S. president under our current system, which I pray changes soon, doesn't have the latitude that people thought he had. Like, presidents can't just make whatever decision they want in the interest of their country. There are other forces hemming them in. We don't have sovereignty in a real way. Clearly, we don't. If we're following a country of 9 million people into a war that could displace us as the dominant superpower, we don't have sovereignty. I mean, by definition. And I think every president has felt that since John F. Kennedy was murdered. And clearly they all have. And they've acted within it, you know, with wisdom or not. But they're still acting within boundaries that they didn't set, that no American did. And it's just time to change that system, not because you hate Israel or you're anti-Semitic. I mean, I'm not anti-Semitic. I don't hate Israel at all. I'm never going to. But that's not the way a sovereign country behaves or should have to behave. And Americans have earned the right to live under a government that makes decisions on their behalf for their benefit. I mean, it's that simple.
So you kind of get the idea here. Supposedly, Tucker Carlson texting people in Iran before the war, which could have amounted to a crime. Laura Loomer had something to do with this, giving like information, I guess, and referrals. And now everybody's going back and forth at each other on Twitter. Ben Shapiro and Laura Loomer, and some people are calling Tucker Carlson a traitor. And then Tucker Carlson saying our country has, you know, essentially been owned by Israel for 50 years. And it's like, oh my God, all these people are just such, it's always a mess. It's always a mess in this world. And again, like, I don't believe a word Tucker Carlson says ever. And even in those, you know, two clips, again, overlapping just a little bit just because they were kind of cut differently. But I needed to play the whole thing so you kind of understood the context. You know, he despises Donald Trump, right? Talking here about, you know, following these election lies. Do the executives understand how much trust and credibility we've lost with our audience? We're playing with fire for real. November 8th, after Biden was declared the winner. Later in the chain, as others bring up Newsmax as an emerging competitor, Carlson said, with Trump behind it, an alternative like Newsmax could be devastating to us. So this is him talking about the 2020 election. Fox News calls Arizona for Biden, and Fox viewers are enraged about it. And, they've been bringing on now, kind of after this, they bring on all these election conspiracy theorists and they're texting about it. On November 13th, Carlson braced for Trump's press conference, quote, "He's only good at destroying." And then he later added, in regard to the fraud allegations being made by Trump and his allies, quote, "He's playing with fire." Then January 4th, 2021, so 2 days before January 6th, quote, "We are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait." Carlson said he had no doubt there was fraud in the 2020 election, but said Trump and his lawyers had so discredited their case and media figures like himself, quote, that it's infuriating, absolutely enrages me. Addressing Trump's 4 years as president, Carlson said, quote, "We're all pretending we've got a lot to show for it because admitting what a disaster it's been has been too tough to digest. But come on, there really isn't an upside to Trump." And, some of the other subpoenaed text messages here. It's like, this guy, like, I kind of believe he's a psychopath. I want to point out, like, this guy's laugh is terrifying to me. I don't know where that, let me know what you think in the comments down below. Tucker Carlson's laugh. When he laughs, I'm just like, can we just for a second, can we listen to this one more time?
I just through proxies.
It's just very, kind of strangely unnatural. Tucker Carlson facing foreign agent charges. He says they read my text. Tucker Carlson has claimed he's facing potential criminal charges stemming from his conversations with people in Iran after U.S. government agencies read my text. Carlson did not provide evidence to substantiate the claim that the CIA and DOJ were preparing crime reports about his conduct, and Newsweek was unable to independently verify these claims. Now, in terms of like Trump himself and this war, again, just everything's really just kind of starting to fall apart here. The media world of MAGA is all fighting about what Trump is doing and whether, he's a fraud or not, because, it's pretty hard to run no new wars. I'm the master negotiator. I'm going to fix everything and then, initiate regime change war with Iran with no justification. And so, even ignoring that justification and just trying to understand, okay, what's the game plan here? When is the war going to end? Donald Trump, well, this is what he said like this weekend. I believe this was Friday morning on Fox News. Take a listen to this.
"I'm doing something about it, and I had to take an excursion. We had the greatest economy in history. We still do. Oh, this will bounce right back. When it's over, and I don't think it's going to be long, when it's over, this is going to bounce right back so fast."
When are you going to know when it's over?
When I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it in my bones.
Will you ask anybody in particular? Would that be some of these a joint decision?
Well, I deal with people. I have great people.
Yeah.
Well, when Trump feels it in his bones, guys, don't worry. We're being led by really, really great people. And then again, like I made a video recently about Tucker Carlson. Maybe that was for my YouTube channel, I believe. But, Ted Cruz recently getting on stage and saying, I believe Tucker Carlson is like just a very intense kind of quote from Ted Cruz about Tucker Carlson, I think saying he's like one of the most dangerous demagogues this country has ever seen or something, directly calling him out on stage. You have Congressman Randy Fine. Sounds like Tucker Carlson is learning the hard way, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, giving Bible quotes. Randy Fine also saying there's a reason the first time I shook, this is just kind of in relation to this conversation around Israel 2024, there is a reason the first time I shook Netanyahu's hand, I did not wash it until I could touch the heads of my children. I mean, you're trying to dissect what's going on through the lens of like a bunch of insane people. Who's telling the truth, Laura Loomer or Tucker Carlson? Neither of them, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable stuff. Let's take a listen to this clip from Tucker Carlson.
So there are a couple of different countries you might throw out there if you were looking purely through the lens of what's good for the United States, an America first perspective. The most obvious, of course, would be Russia. Russia! Why? Because it's the biggest country in the world. It's the biggest landmass in the world. And it has enormous mineral deposits, energy deposits. It's got a lot of oil and gas and gold and everything else you need to run a society. And it also has a formidable military, by far the biggest on that continent, on the European continent, and huge manufacturing capacity. So, like, if you needed an ally to help you in a conflict, or if you needed a country in which to stage a fight with some other country, a place to put air bases, for example, Russia would be like the best.
That was Tucker Carlson early last year talking about how Russia is the key kind of there inferring that Russia is the key to America first, which seems anti-American. I mean, Russia, but whatever. You know, I don't know. It turns out Tucker Carlson's grocery bill he bragged about paying at Moscow Supreme, supermarket, cost more than 50% of the average Russian's weekly salary. Again, Tucker Carlson, at one point, if you remember this, going to Iran, attempting to interview Vladimir Putin and saying, like, Russia's the best place on earth. And, like, this guy, you know, left Fox. Now he's got his own show. He's kind of taking this different direction. In my opinion, all of these right-wing people, this is how I take all of this. And you can let me know what you think. I try not to take any of this, you know, fighting at face value. I try to kind of examine people's motives, especially knowing that, again, all these people in some capacity are right-wing, like, grifters, Trump people. I think they lack values. My take here is that they're all trying to position themselves for a potential post-Trump world. And I think Laura Loomer's perspective on that, for example, and really hardline MAGA people in the cult, is that if they continue to be pro-Trump now, then they'll have a spot in, you know, the MAGA, the post-Trump world later. They can kind of be like, I always supported Trump. And then people like this, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, like, gearing themselves toward a, you know, Trump is falling apart, his polls are collapsing, and so we need to position ourselves for what's popular so we can be, you know, leading this movement. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We will keep you updated here on the Adam Mockler channel about Tucker Carlson's potential indictment, ? I appreciate you guys watching this video. Truly, it means the world. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here. Make sure you're subscribed down below to Adam Mockler and myself. Smash the like button, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.